everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host, and I just want to say thank you to Don Newsome and Seth over at BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform using Hollywood to raise consciousness. I have one of my favorite guests on this evening. I love all my guests, and this guest in particular is so much fun to have on. It's Bob Doyle, who is one of the 24 teachers from The Secret, and Bob is up to something incredible. He is putting on a challenge that is a Boundless Living Challenge, and if you go to www.boundlessliving.com, that's BoundlessLiving.com, you'll get a sense of what I'm talking about, and you can also register there. And the topic of tonight is to take the Boundless Living 45-day free challenge and have, do, and be anything you ever dreamed in 45 days. And I personally believe when you give somebody a deadline, they get it done. If they don't have a deadline, they're going to take forever thinking they've got all the time in the world, and that's why a lot of us think there's a someday when there really isn't a someday. All you have is right now and right now some more. And to do this Boundless Living Challenge in 45 days will cause so much transformation on the planet that nobody will be the same anywhere. I'm going to read a little bit from Bob's bio right now to give you some background on Bob. And also, Bob is an incredible musician, which we'll get to talk about during the show. Bob Doyle is a creator and facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program. And if you want to look at that also while you're puttering around the internet, it's www.wealthbeyondreason.com. That's www.wealthbeyondreason.com. And this is an online curriculum in the Law of Attraction, and for the past 5 years, Bob's primary goal has been to make the Law of Attraction principles understandable and accessible to people from all backgrounds and belief systems, which is a very important thing, with an emphasis on demystifying this often misunderstood subject. You might have also seen Bob featured as one of the 24 teachers in the recent film The Secret, which also focuses on the Law of Attraction, which I know many of you are aware. Bob has a background in broadcasting, writing, music composition, and audio production, has combined all of this experience to create a multimedia learning experience that allows even the most analytic and skeptical people to gain more insight into exactly how the universe brings things in and out of their lives, and nothing could be more true. That said, please check out the Boundless Living Challenge, which will bring you everything you need to excel in life beyond your imagination. For details and to sign up, go to www.boundlessliving.com. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Bob Doyle for you. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for that warm welcome.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, I am so excited about this Boundless Living Challenge. It's a 45-day challenge, and it's free, correct?
Yeah, it is free to participate, absolutely.
Wonderful. And what I'm noticing is you have a social network around the Boundless Living Challenge as well. And when people register, they'll get a chance to go there. And it's just exploding with people registering. I also signed up for it. And I am getting probably 10 invitations a day to be friends with people there.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. I'm a member of MySpace, and I don't get a fraction of that many invitations a day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Kate, this thing is blowing my mind every minute. I cannot believe how quickly people are getting involved, considering we really just kind of started talking about it really officially just a few days ago.
I know.
I had told a few people here and there, and I put a video on MySpace and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we really just officially launched, I mean, it's crazy. But I think, you know, when I look at the comments that people are making, there's just something really right about the timing. I mean, if you look at, once you get in there and you read some of the topics, it's like, this couldn't have come at a better time. I'm at this crossroads in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for doing this. It's just like, so, and the thing is that it really lined up perfectly with where I am in my life, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like, you know, everybody I would tell about what we were doing here, it was just like, oh, I want to be in on this. And it's not just people who are struggling or who really want to, who need to get to the next level. These are people who are already doing great.
Right.
But they really just, there's something else they want to do. And really, that's kind of the whole spirit behind the challenge is, what is that thing, you know, that you've always dreamed, no matter how successful you are, no matter how much you've accomplished in your life, what is that thing that you've always wanted to do? It's something you're passionate about, but for whatever reason, you just keep getting stopped, or you don't step into it. You're, you know, no matter how brave you are or big you are in the world, you've got fear around that. And I certainly have that area in my life, and I know a lot of other people do too. And so what we're doing here with the Boundless Living Challenge is taking all of the law of attraction information that has built, you know, is what the Wealth Beyond Reason program is comprised of, all the information about releasing resistance and getting past limiting beliefs and fears, and making that kind of education available to anybody who wants to participate in this 45-day time period to let them push past where they've normally been stopped.
Right. Well, I'm just so excited about this, and what people are commenting at the Boundless Living Challenge website, what they're saying about everything is that they can't wait to get started, and this launches on the 20th of July, correct?
That's the official start date. That's when people are supposed to really kind of state their intentions about what they want to get done and really kind of start.
Yeah, what I'm noticing is it's like horses ready to win the race at the starting gate trying to bust out of the gate.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to bust out of the gate. They're already blogging about what they're going to do and already supporting one another, and it's like, no, wait, you know, it's not until July 20th. You're not supposed to do that yet. The whistle didn't blow.
I know, but it's funny because I got an email on that today, and people are. They're ready to go, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Say, no, don't take action. I mean, I would never do that. If a person is inspired to take action, my gosh, go take action. So it's just, I just ask them to be in integrity with their 45 days. That's about all I can do.
Well, that is it. I mean, how can you harness a tornado?
No, you can't. And so, I mean, there are some rules and guidelines that we want people to follow in terms of how they track their progress and all of that. And that's what we're trying to kind of hold back on until the 20th so that people do get involved correctly, you know, in a way that so that it's fair and all of this, and they understand how things are playing out over the next 45 days and what to expect.
Right,
but you're right.
Right,
there is a lot of excitement, and I think that there's just, because of the instant encouragement, once they get in there and people start making friends with them and they realize similarities, you know, the thing about this, Kate, is that, you know, I have a vision for what I wanted this to be, and I have a vision for example, what I want to take on.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it always happens is these things evolve, and they get so much bigger than we ever could have possibly imagined. This very idea became way bigger than I imagined when I first started, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so when a person might start this challenge with some particular idea of what they want to do, they want to start a business, or they want to lose weight, or they want to, you know, share their creative talent with the world, or whatever it is, and then, you know, who knows, they might hook up with somebody, you know, become a friend with somebody online, and maybe they work on a team project. Maybe it becomes bigger than the both of them. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't matter. It's fine. What we want is for people to really step into their sense of purpose and passion and really just be who they are, because, you know, my whole underlying philosophy of everything that I teach in terms of the law of attraction is, you know, when you're really living your passion, attracting things is almost effortless. I mean, you don't have to even think about things like vision boards and making lists and things like that. I mean, when you're in that state of bliss that comes from being who you are and living your passion, you know, from a law of attraction point of view, vibrationally, you're in the perfect place, you know, and you're going to attract things just naturally to help you sustain that. I mean, yes, there will be areas of resistance and things that come up. You're going to be confronted with fears and doubts and all those types of things, and that's why we have tools for, you know, dealing with those. But after a while, once you really step into your sense of passion, you realize how easy life can be. And that, I think that's really the purpose of this Boundless Living Challenge, is to say, what is it that, I mean, you know, what is it that you're really passionate about? You know, take the thing that you've been the most scared to do, and let's get that done.
Would you say, Bob, if I could sum that up in a sentence, would it be accurate if I said that once you figure out what your purpose is and start living your purpose, the universe shows up to support you every time like gravity?
Yeah, yes, and it is very much like gravity, because you're in resonance with what it is that you're up, you know, with what you want to attract to sustain what you're enjoying doing.
Yes, and tell me this. Is the Boundless Living Challenge something that would be good for people who are resistant to the concept of the law of attraction, because there are still those naysayers out there? How would the Boundless Living Challenge help them have a breakthrough around that?
You know, I am really glad you asked that, because it is not, I'm very aware that because of the way that we're sharing this challenge, it's not just through like my normal email list or that kind of stuff. We're really putting it out there to the world, people who may have not even, believe it or not, even seen The Secret.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, but let alone know about the law of attraction or whatever. So it's certainly not a prerequisite that they understand the law of attraction, believe in the law of attraction, or any of that stuff, because really what you'll find is just the supportive environment itself and the enthusiasm of the other people are going to help you propel past stopping points that you've been up against before because you felt like you were alone. Add on top of that, if you are open to at least exploring what the law of attraction is about and exploring what resistance is about and how to eliminate it, now you're on a super fast track. You know, I learned all this originally, and it had nothing to do with the law of attraction, but the whole power of the transformative experience and the community and a time limit, you know, like eight years ago when I had my body changer site, which was about physique transformation, and I would interview people about how they made these incredible physical transformations in a period of 90 days. And that's when I really found out that it was about much more than just exercise and nutrition. I mean, those were important. But what really made the difference, the most profound transformations took place when a person really tapped into what they were about. Why was this so important to them? Why was being in a better physical condition important to who they were in the world, in alignment with who they wanted to be? When they were clear on that, that's when these were just ridiculously, nearly miraculous transformations would take place. And again, you mentioned the timeline, and I think having that 90 days, back in those days, and we're doing 45, it does. It helps people from being kind of namby-pamby and just sort of, well, I'll get to it. I mean, I was just talking earlier today with somebody about the whole weight loss thing. You know, a person can take on dieting and exercise and over the course of 2 years lose 30 pounds, or they could be intentional about 90 days, lose 50 pounds, gain great lean muscle mass, and all this because they're consistent, they've got a daily vision for themselves, they're really being true to what is important to them. So 45 days, while it may not seem like a lot, it's amazing what you can get done in that amount of time if you're taking inspired action each and every day.
Yes, and when you're inspired, you could do something all day, it gives you vitality, and you never want to stop.
That's correct.
And right. That's inspired is what it means is inspirited. When you're in the spirit, it's inspired. And when you're in the spirit, that's when to jump and move on things. And if, you know, when people act on things and they're not inspired, that's the time, I think, Bob, that they give up.
Oh, yeah. People, and again, we use weight loss as this example because it's a very classic example of how people start something and then don't finish it.
Yeah, the new love relationship is a great motivator to get somebody to want to lose weight. You know, that's like, that inspires them. But if they're just sitting around watching TV and eating potato chips, that's not, you know, there's not a big motivator there if they're just keeping on doing that. But something comes along and inspires them, like the Boundless Living Challenge, then they can be inspirited and inspired into acting on something that they've always wanted to do, and they know that they've got one shot at it in these physical shoes, and why not try it now? Why not choose now?
Yeah, and plus there really is something to be said for the energy of that group dynamic going on there.
Yes.
I know that when I was doing the fitness stuff years ago, having the online, you know, chat areas and stuff made all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so and now we're in a totally different world of technology now where you can share video and audio and, you know, pictures and stuff. The whole social community thing just adds a whole new dimension to that sense of community and relatedness. And there's a real, I think it's just a whole different energy dynamic.
Well, it's collective consciousness in action.
It is, and that's the kind, and you see the comment all the time when you get in there, is that they really are, people are totally getting that.
Yeah.
And even though that it's a contest, quote unquote, and there are prizes and stuff, and in theory, everybody's kind of competing against each other for these prizes, that is not the spirit of this at all. I mean, people really, really want everybody to succeed.
Yes. And what if a person doesn't know what they want, Bob?
Well, you know what would be interesting? If they're really stuck on that, it might be interesting just to kind of come in, sign up for the challenge, get in there, and look around and get inspired by other people's, what people are posting, what people are saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole idea of not knowing their passions, that's a whole other area of resistance and things, and it's a whole part of this conversation we could have if you wanted to. I mean, I don't know how much time we have before we have to take a break, but, yeah, I mean, there are people who definitely are stuck on, well, I don't even know, because they've been so beaten down over the years with belief systems, or they've tried and failed, but they're afraid to dream now. But this is the perfect opportunity for them to do this in this great, safe, supportive environment where they'll have all the tools and it doesn't cost them any money to participate.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing, and all they have to do is just go to www.boundlessliving.com and see what's going on over there. Now, what I'd like to ask next is, when a person has this kind of resistance or negative and limiting beliefs, what kind of things would you suggest that they do to deal with that?
Well, we're going to be offering, and now, you know, anybody who knows anything about me or has listened to me talk or is a member of the Wealth Beyond Reason program or anything, listen to interviews, they know I'm this huge proponent of EFT, which is what we call a release technique, and it's basically a way to deal with this resistance. And it's, mm-hmm. and EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. There mm-hmm. are others that are very popular, like the Sedona Method.
Yeah, and Brad Yates.
Yeah, Brad Yates is an EFT practitioner, and he's very good, and we talk with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's other, you know, before I learned about EFT, meditation was one of these ways.
Yeah.
Certainly affirmations are a tool, but I like affirmations with EFT, but that's another whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And even hypnosis, which is something I really haven't looked into, but I have started conversations with some very well-known hypnotists who are going to contribute content to this program as a resource for people who maybe want to explore that route, which I'm interested in exploring that route as well, because we had long conversations about using hypnosis for eliminating beliefs and things like this too. So we're going to have all sorts of resistance releasing resources for people to try to see which one kind of works for them, and we'll also be supporting them on a regular basis with teleseminars and that kind of thing.
And that's key. And also, I just want to say to anybody listening who might want to sign up, if you're interested in a quantum hypnotherapy session, the co-creator of quantum hypnotherapy and myself, I'm a co-creator of it also, Alex Sheaf and I have donated as a sponsor a quantum hypnotherapy session, and you only need one of those in your lifetime. And it's one of the prizes being offered along the way during this challenge. So I just wanted to throw that in and see if that was encouraging to anybody.
Right. That we've got some great sponsors stepping in with some with prizes that really are so in alignment with what the contest or the challenge is all about. Really transformative tools, sessions with EFT practitioners, coaching sessions. I mean, all of these things worth lots of money. I mean, you know, these are real value stuff. I mean, one of my rules for sponsorships is if you're going to donate something as a sponsor, as a prize donator, you can't do it if they can find it free anywhere. You know.
Oh, that's great. No, our session isn't free. It's $1,000.
No, I understand. Yeah, it's that's worth real value, and that's great. I mean, it adds. You know, but also, you know, you and I both know that regardless, at the end, if you're an official prize winner or not, I mean, the reward that you will have from stepping into who you really are and seeing and having that transformative experience, you'll realize that, you know, you can attract anything you want, the prize or whatever, and you're just in such a different place. It's, you know, it's just participating, going through it and playing it out all 45 days, despite the stops, because you're going to have them. That's the whole point. Is to get to the point, I mean, you know, you're going to get to the point where you go, I can't do this another day. That's why you're there. That's exactly why you're doing this. And you got to speak up, ask for help, use the tools and the resources that are there. I mean, this is your opportunity to really do this, you know, and not have to worry about, well, I have to spend all this money for, you know, coaching or whatever. No, we're giving you this.
Well, you know what I'm hearing, Bob, in what you just said? I'm hearing that this could be just the ticket for anybody who's struggling with codependency. Because codependents are wantless and needless, and they don't speak up, and they don't ask for what they want. And this would be a wonderful way for them to learn to get outside of that and get outside of themselves and bring their own true value out and speak up and to say, this is what I want, need, think, and feel, and ask for help along the way. And it would just be a marvelous tool for helping people who are even shy and bashful to speak up and ask for what they need and to find out that nobody's going to die from it, most of all them.
Right, right. It really is interesting to see how many people, their first comment to me after signing up is just how hard it was for them to even fill out the form.
Oh, see what I mean? It's just everywhere. We're taught not to have needs. And for people to join this challenge, it's not a selfish thing to do. It's not like, ooh, I want to win something. It's no, what it is I want to be my true self.
Exactly.
I want to be who I was born to be, and I want to be it now, and I don't want to wait until I'm too old. I want to be it now.
That's exactly what this challenge is for.
Yes. And that's what's so exciting about it, and that's what people will find when they go to the website, www.boundlessliving.com. I know I'm shamelessly promoting it, but you know what? That's what I need to do, because people have to go and look. I want everybody to do this. Everybody. And I want to ask you this question, Bob. How is Wealth Beyond Reason, your program, and many of your students are doing the Boundless Living Challenge? How is the Wealth Beyond Reason program different from other programs or resources that are available to everybody right now in this personal development upward spiral that we're in?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, since I haven't looked at everybody's program, it's hard for me to comment, but some of the feedback that I get is that, number one, they get that, well, because we are coming at it from as scientific a point of view as we possibly can, because my background was one of being a very analytical person. You got to prove it to me. I love the idea of creating your own reality, of living your life by design. And I'd read the New Age books and all the exercises around those things, and I just really wanted to believe it. And on an intellectual level, I could even grasp some of it. But I needed some science behind it, just enough where I could say, okay, I can try this without a lot of. And I didn't even know what resistance was at the time, but you know, but that's what it was. It was just like I couldn't really fully integrate this for fear of feeling stupid if it didn't work or just whatever it was.
Yeah, I would like to take a second, Bob, to let our listeners know numbers that they can call in and ask you questions.
Okay.
For the U.S. only, call toll free 877-876-5227. That's the U.S. only, toll-free, 877-876-5227. And for Canada only, dial toll-free, 888-815-9256. Canada only, toll-free, 888-815-9756. And if you'd like to call direct to the studio, it's 530-876-3222. So anybody who would like to call and ask a question, please do. So the Wealth Beyond Reason program is really good at helping people integrate and facilitate using the concepts of the law of attraction, which are basically the laws of the universe. They're indisputable, and they work like gravity. They are like gravity because they work every time. So the Wealth Beyond Reason program really helps to get people to understand and grasp the laws of attraction. Is that correct?
Yeah, but let me add to that, because, you know, people will hear you say, and they work every time, and there are going to be people who say, well, I saw The Secret and I did those things and they didn't work, so how could she say they didn't work every time? And that's really the other distinction, the distinctive piece about the Wealth Beyond Reason program is just how much emphasis we put on why that seems to be the case. And it's all about resistance, and that's when we go back to EFT, Sedona Method, just releasing in general.
Yeah.
You can't overstate the importance of dealing with resistance, because from a scientific point of view, from an energetic point of view, that is really the only thing that's keeping you from having these principles work. It's resistance, by definition, is energy that really is not in resonance with what it is that you're trying to attract. And so it really literally acts like a force field. And so that's why once we lay down the principles of what the law of attraction is and explain it and do all that sort of stuff, we spend the majority of time dealing with people's different resistance levels. And I think that, if anything, is how we differentiate ourselves the most. Now, more people are doing it now because people are realizing more about resistance, but I think that's really one of the areas that we just specialize in, and I grab as many resources as we can to do that. And then you'll see that, yeah, it's working every time, whether it shows up the way you want it to or not. It's working, but you have to recognize and take responsibility for the areas where you may be in resistance and thus attracting something that is contrary to what you're saying that you want, but you've got this energy running on such a subconscious level that you don't even know about, this resistance, these limiting beliefs or negative thinking that you may be trying to talk over out, you know, through affirmations or whatever. But if it's really there, it's real energy, and it has to be dealt with.
Right, and when I say it works every time, That is assuming that a person has worked out the resistance issues. And resistance in itself is basically a fear of accomplishing what it is you set out to accomplish, in a sense, is it not?
I'm sorry, Kate, somebody beeped in when
you asked. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, hello?
No, I'm saying...
On your line?
Yeah, somebody...
Oh, okay. So the concept of resistance in itself, the concept resistance, is basically a fear of success. Is that right?
That's one of the ways that it shows up. Like I say, the way that I define resistance is that it's an energy that's running through you that is not in
congruency
with what you're trying to attract.
Got it.
So, but yes, definitely fear of success, fear of failure, fear of whatever, fear, worry, sadness, you know, deserving issues, all of those things.
Fear of looking dumb if you don't get it.
Any of that, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So what I want to get to about that is, a person who has fear of success is not a failure, because their fear of success is causing them not to succeed, so they're succeeding at not succeeding, if that's not too convoluted to grasp.
It's a complicated fortune cookie.
Yes, it is. It's quite a fortune cookie. But the thing is that I don't believe in failure, so nobody, you know, it's like, if I don't believe in failure because of what I just said. If someone is, nobody can fail, it's just succeeding at not having what you wanted. So it's, in my mind, not failure. So if you have a fear of failure and you don't want to begin the boundless living challenge because of that, don't let that stop you. Because a fear of failure, I mean, it's just, you're succeeding at not getting what you want. I mean, at least play the game.
Yeah, one of the things that we're definitely going to be driving home time and time again throughout the course of this 45 days is how to deal with what you're perceiving as failure and those stops. And mm-hmm. and because that is what stops most people from getting what they want, is because something happened and they say, oh, I failed, and so they stop. They don't adjust. They don't take the lesson. They don't see, you know, the value of what they've learned from what's occurred. They just stop. Because it probably reinforces a belief they have that, you know, they're not good enough, or they don't deserve it, or, oh, my parents were right, I'll never amount to this, or whatever, or I'm, you know, any of those things. But learning how to say, to recognize that as just, okay, this is resistance, this is a pattern that's been running throughout my whole life. I'm going to use these tools now that I've got here, and I'm going to get past this, and I'm going to continue to step into my next course of action. I mean, that is really, because 45 days, look, you may have a vision for yourself that you may or may not achieve in that 45 days, but I promise you, no questions about it, if you take inspired action throughout the course of this 45 days, at the end of 45 days, you will be completely transformed, and certainly on your way to where you're going. The momentum that you will have and what you've learned about becoming unstoppable will take you where you want to go, and that's really about what this is about. And I want to stress this, too, because you know, one of the things, it's not whether or not you win, or, you know, how you're judged about winning, how people are going to be judged as a winner or whatever. It's not about whether they necessarily complete what they said they were going to do in the 45 days. It's about how much growth did they experience? How inspiring is their story? How much did they take on? How much did they push through? How much did they not quit in the face of complete adversity and opposition from the outside? What did they get accomplished in that 45 days? Whether or not it was the final thing or not is really not the point. It's about growth. It's about stepping into who you are without apology and playing out in a big way. And you may get your thing in 45 days. You may get it in 15 days. It doesn't matter. But what's your story? What did you do? How did you do it? You know, what was the adversity that you faced? What was the opposition you faced? And how in the world did you get through it? Did you utilize the support system within the program? Did you use the tools? Did you just muster it up? What did you do? I mean, that's really what people are looking at. That's where the inspiration comes from, watching a person go through these challenges.
Right. And would you agree, Bob, that it takes a breakdown in order to have a breakthrough?
Yeah, I think definitely, yeah.
Absolutely. So breakdowns are actually a blessing and an opening for a breakthrough.
Right, but recognizing that is so key. And it's
something
that most people don't know. They look at the breakdown and they stop instead of saying, you know, this had to occur before me to get to this next step. It had to.
Well, yeah, and if my car breaks down, I know that it saved me from an accident.
Or something.
And then I fix it. You know, it's just there are no accidents. Nothing is random, in my opinion. And what a wonderful place to play a game with life is the Boundless Living Challenge. And, you know, for me personally, Bob, my greatest fear, as I shared with you before, is to sing in public. I sing in every other kind of way by doing public speaking and a radio show and a TV show and life coaching. That's my way of singing, but I want to sing. I want to use melody. I want to sing. Your thing is music, mm-hmm. which is absolutely phenomenally wonderful your music is. And my fear has been, I mean, I've been hypnotized in front of, you know, with one of those entertainment hypnotists many years ago in front of a crowd of 500 people, and he had me sing like Joan Baez, Marie Osmond, Diana Ross, and Cher, and I snapped into every character and took on their voice and movements like no kidding, and I got a standing ovation. I know I can sing, but when I'm not hypnotized, I haven't been able to get it out. My challenge will be that I'm going to sing in public, and I'm going to be confident when I do it, and I'm going to, boy, talk about the fears I'm going to face. I know it. As you're talking about that, I'm already sort of sweating a little, kind of going, okay, that's coming for me. I know it is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind being vulnerable enough to share with our listeners about your challenge, the way you're going to challenge yourself. It's like, I'm not going to be doing this to win any prizes. I just want to challenge myself to do it because it's such a great opportunity for me to play full out in my life.
And it's interesting how common our challenges are. And, you know, we both speak. We both have no problem talking.
Yes.
You know, and going on and on and sharing our passions in those ways.
Yes.
And like you said, I love to write music. I've written music for a long time, and it's something I'm getting back into much more passionately and more regularly. But I'm one of these people who will very easily share my music with people once it's done and it's
yes.
recorded and it's and I feel safe. Like, here
right.
it is.
Right.
But in terms of getting up, like if I could be in a party situation and there's a piano there or something and somebody says, Bob, you know, play something, and I just absolutely won't. I mean, I just won't do it. I mean, it's like I totally freeze up. I'll use every excuse in the book. And, no, it's out of tune. I can't play an out of tune piano, blah, 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 all, whatever.
Right.
And, it's, and singing is another one
yeah.
just like that. It's like I can carry a tune. I know I'm capable of doing it. But on demand, forget it. I hate being
yeah.
told that now's the time to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Do you mind if I give the listeners your MySpace page so they can listen to your music?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. It's www.myspace.com/Bob Doyle Band. That's www.myspace.com/BOBDOYLEBAND. You guys check that out in a little bit and give yourselves a real treat and see what this man can do and how silly it is that he's so bashful, but I do understand it.
Yeah. It's
I do understand it.
So my challenge is about creating something where at the end of my project, my 45 days, I have to as well be up in front of people and I have to perform. I have to, in my mind, I'll be playing guitar and I'll be playing piano and some sort of singing will come out of my mouth. And just like you, the sweat, it happens. And what's interesting, and I say this in the video that people will see on the BoundlessLiving.com page, is that, you know, I have all the tools necessary to attack this, to get through this and all that, and I'm so petrified by it that I won't even look at it. It's like I won't even take it on
yeah.
at this point. But now I'm going to, and it's going to be great because it's one of those situations where I hate it when I'm asked to do something and I can tell that the people want me to do it, and they're not going to judge me, and they're, you know, they just want me to do it
yeah.
and share, and they're not going to care about every little mistake, but I, on the other hand,
cannot
handle the idea that I might screw up
right.
in music. And it's funny that we talk about it, that there's those areas like speaking, you know, I may stumble over words or say or get lost, and it's no big deal
mm-hmm.
to me. It doesn't mortify me. But
no.
something about the music part, if I'm playing the piano and I hit a wrong note, the whole concept of that, for some reason, and it's interesting because I don't know where that came from.
And yeah.
I may or may not find out during the course of this, but I know that at the end of it, it won't matter because I'm going to be up there doing it anyway.
Yeah, I have a note taped to one of my guitars that says, if you want to be completely honest, sing. And I want to be completely honest, so I'm going to sing. And when I found out about this challenge, I thought, okay, this is it. It's showtime. I'm going to sing. I taught myself to play the guitar, and I sing, you know, privately, but I want to take it out there, and I want to overcome that. I want to have a breakthrough around that kind of fear. And where it comes from is probably a deep perfectionism in us that I don't know. It's like one of the most vulnerable things you can do is to reveal your innermost self like that to the world. And it's the most courageous thing we can do, and it's the most generous thing that we can do.
Right, absolutely. That's really the key, is that with the more authentic you are as a person, the more value you're putting out there. And I also want to just really stress, because you and I are both having the creative conversation in the context of music,
mm-hmm.
but the challenge is about anything like that, because really we think of creativity as being about art or music or those types of things, but creating your own business can be a creative endeavor as well, or just anything. I mean, creativity is not just about the creative arts. It's about, in the context of this challenge, it's about just stepping out there and saying, what do you really want to get done? So the same kind of, I mean, believe me, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there right now who could easily get up and sing and play guitar for hours without thinking about it. But the concept of maybe public speaking would petrify them.
And that's the truth. I call him an inspirational singer because he won't say it. He sings it.
So,
I hear what you're saying. That's true. And, you know, your challenge could be that you want to sell 1 million rubber chickens in 45 days. It doesn't matter what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting passion for someone to have, but by golly, if that's theirs, then
yep.
bring it on.
Yep.
Right.
No judgment.
And we do, and then I do want to make that clear that there's going to be some people who judge already themselves. They're going to stop themselves from doing this because they go, well, my thing isn't inspiring enough, or my thing isn't big enough, no, forget all that. Believe me, there's no passion, there's no goal that you have that is too small. Absolutely not. And there's also not one that's too big. This is about you. It is, and in terms of the challenge and people, you know, deciding whether or not you're a winner or not, that's just all going to be about how you communicate it. And we're giving all sorts of ways. You can type, you know, like a blog type thing. You can post pictures. You can post video. You can post audio. And even if you don't know how to do that stuff, we have tutorials online that show you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it doesn't really matter how you do it. It's just about how effectively you communicate the process.
Mm-hmm.
And again, even if you don't, maybe if you don't communicate it well at all and you don't win a prize, but you accomplish what you wanted to do, you still totally win.
Well, yeah, it's like the person, you know, on crutches making the deadline of the race 18 hours after everyone else finished. At least
yeah.
they finished, and boy, the tears that flow out of people's eyes when they see somebody with that kind of courage and perseverance, you just don't forget things like that.
Yeah, that is really true, Kate, because it isn't, I mean, when people appreciate what a person goes through, whether or not they win or lose or how quickly they get there, and that's why I'm saying it's not necessarily about accomplishing that thing in 45 days, although great if you do, that's awesome. I mean, and I certainly intend to do, you know, my thing in 45 days.
I know you will. I think you've already got your venue booked in Texas, don't you?
I do. So, and actually, I had to do that for logistic reasons. And
yeah,
so
but it was a good thing for you to do, too, so you can't back out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. I have definitely I've done it. I can't go back now. And actually, I'll only have 33 days.
I'm shuddering for you.
Well, thanks.
And I know you're going to do it, and I know you're going to be brilliant, and it's like, I want to buy a plane ticket right now so I can come and watch you do it.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm thinking I need
guitar.
A vacation. Yeah, and I might get up and sing, too.
Darn right.
So I'm going to give the phone numbers again in case anybody wants to call. That's toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'll give the websites again. I like to give out the website for the Wealth Beyond Reason program, which is basically what Boundless Living has sprung from. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, it's wealthbeyondreason.com. All spelled out, no spaces, WealthBeyondReason.com. And the boundlessliving.com is boundlessliving.com. Check out both of those sites. You will find a whole world of support for you. If you're feeling alone, like nobody understands you, like, oh, everyone else has the gifts and talents, you don't have any, even if you want to attract for yourself the perfect mate, your sacred partner, and if you are open to that and you believe in that, you can commit yourself to 45 days of believing that you're lovable and journaling about that every single day, 1 minute at a time. And believing it for 45 days could be your commitment. And you don't have to do anything else. I mean, wouldn't that be a challenge, Bob?
You know, and it's really interesting that you kind of use that example, because we set up a similar social networking site in Wealth Beyond Reason probably about 7 months ago, because before that we just had sort of a text-only discussion area thing. And so then when we moved it over to this thing where you could do pictures and video and audio, it transformed the community completely. They'd been going back and forth on text, but when you could see pictures and listen and share music that meant something to you, and it absolutely changed everything. And I heard a story just the other day. I was talking to one of my coaches, and they said that, you know, that there's a marriage that's already come out of that.
Aww.
Just putting that thing together.
Aww.
And I hadn't even been that long, you know.
Wow.
So it's really, and I've got other Wealth Beyond Reason students who have met and married too over the years too. So, but it's just, you know, in terms of relationships, if you just come to this thing, if that's your goal, for example,
you never know for a lot of people.
Yeah, the more honest and open you are with who you are, what you're really passionate about. I mean, I'm not saying it's a dating site, but somebody actually did send me an email saying that it could be like that, because here everybody is being as authentic as they can.
And when you are authentic in front of other people, you're being your true self. It doesn't really matter what you look like or what your educational background is or your financial situation. You make the most healthy emotional connections that way. If you're not being your authentic, true self, you can't make healthy emotional connections. And that's the difference, is if you allow yourself to be vulnerable enough, like, I'm going to sing in public. I'm going to allow my authentic, true self to be exposed in a way I am terrified to do, and I have to believe with all my heart, I get to believe with all my heart that it's a generous thing for me to do, to let people watch me do that and let them participate in my breakthrough by being an audience for that.
Yeah, and plus if it's something that they, if their dream or their vision for themselves is similar to that, and they see you do it and they know what you went through to do it, there's nothing more inspiring.
Oh, sweating bullets will be what I will go through. I can tell you right now.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. When I let myself think about it,
I'm so inundated
with just making the challenge happen. I just had no idea. I was like, I'm actually doing a couple of challenges. One is getting the challenge going.
I know.
It got so big on So I only give myself just brief moments to think about this whole, oh yeah, July 20th, I have to.
Yep. And that's a blessing.
And, you know.
It's a blessing too. I mean, because you're pure creation, and what I heard you say earlier in our conversation about you were a skeptic about the laws of attraction, you really wanted to believe in them, you really wanted to believe that they were true and they could work for you and that they worked in general, and it was not easy for you, and then finally you got it. As I've been talking to you over the year that I've been in touch with you, I've noticed that same cynical sort of subtext in you, it shows up in your music now. And you transformed your way of thinking about the laws of attraction in the same way you're going to transform the ways you're thinking about your music. And after you have this breakthrough, I know you're going to be playing everywhere. You're going to be asking people to have parties to let you come play. And I just see it. I see it because you already had a breakthrough around the laws of attraction. It's a no-brainer you're going to have a breakthrough around this.
Well, I'm glad you're seeing that for me, Kate.
I see it. A finish line is complete. I see it, and you're going to be living your joy like you never did before.
I'd be happy to score some films. That would
maybe I can help you there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because that was always my dream when I was like 20-something. That's where I thought I was going to go with music. And
your music is perfect for that.
That's what I
It could be for Star Wars. Your music is
Star Wars.
Otherworldly. It's romantic. It's adventurous. It's risky, it's safe, it's beautiful, it's edgy, it's all those things that you are.
Wow, thanks.
Welcome.
I'd love to have that written down somewhere. And just,
well, I just channeled it. I hope somebody caught it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it's true. If I wrote a review about your music, that's what I would say. And, you know, and that's so true with many people. The way they are in their passion and their purpose, like the way you love to bring people the life of their dreams and show them how to have that. You're basically helping to rebuild people like I am. The passion that you put into that and the desire that you have behind that to cause that for people is a direct reflection on who you are as a person. If you did not have that within you, you could not facilitate one transformation in a person. So you're pure transformation because you're causing it. And the one thing that we do as people in that field, we forget that we are that what we're teaching. And it's also true that we teach what we most need to learn. And sometimes we've learned it and we don't think that we have. We don't stop really. We don't take our nose off the grindstone long enough to look and see where we are and from where we began and how far we've come. And if we, I think we're half afraid to do that because it's just so awesome, it would blow our mind.
As you were saying that, I was thinking about back when the Wealth Beyond Reason program first started, where I was in my life, and I just had that breakthrough, and I said, I totally get this, and I'm gonna so pour myself into this that I'm also gonna be that I get it. And because that's what I stepped into being, you know, I just kept downloading this information or whatever, and I was able to facilitate this program over the course of the years and get into The Secret and all that other stuff. And the same thing is true about this music. I made the decision to be that, and you were no small part in that too. I mean, you gave me a lot of encouragement in our last conversation together.
Oh, how could I not?
Well, it really had me thinking that, okay, maybe it's not just for me. Maybe there are other people who get it or whatever, who like it or whatever. And
well, your and music so has a harmonic resonance to it, Bob, that has a healing quality to it. It really does. Everything is vibration and energy, right?
Yes.
Well, you channel those notes that come through you, and you almost have an obligation to let us hear it.
Well, I'm listening to you.
So I'm going to give the MySpace page again so people can get a taste of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's www.myspace.com/Bob Doyle Band, BOBDOYLEBAND. And that's www.myspace.com/Bob Doyle Band. Go there and give yourselves a treat, and let it inspire you and motivate you to join the Boundless Living Challenge, and just create the life of your dreams, because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. Honestly, I mean, some people get so involved in things that are put them in a box because they don't want to be responsible for their own genuine, authentic thought. They don't want to be responsible for, what if I make a mistake? If I use my own thoughts can't be right. So therefore, I better do what other people tell me, or I'm not going to be doing it right. And if I do what other people tell me, then I don't have anyone to blame but those other people who told me to do it. You see? And that's what happens so often, is we don't trust our knower. We don't trust our inner voice. And I believe for the world to get back to its divinity, we need to learn to start trusting that small voice that's trying to be heard, like how much I want to sing. I want that voice to be heard. And it's a metaphor in the way that you want to play music and sing. It's that voice, that small voice, that's the most truest part of you that is now craving to be heard, to the point that you created the Boundless Living Challenge so that you could do it. And I say congratulations for thinking of that.
Well, thank you, Ben. I also want to say that, you know, there were lots of things that inspired me to do this, and one of them was a guy who I went and spoke on a cruise a while back, and this is a guy who attended one of my seminars a couple of years ago. I'd say his name, but it might embarrass. I have no idea, but he's a guy who's one of these guys who carries a guitar around everywhere. He can write songs in about, you know, 30 minutes that just tell these great stories, and he's just really talented. He's just so out there, so expressed. And I just love being with people like that.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Yes.
His name is Joe Barker, and he is participating in the challenge. And if you come in, now you have to go and say hello to him and be.
Oh, most definitely. Thanks for sharing who that was.
He is, and he just inspired me so much, carrying that guitar around and just singing his heart out in front of just wherever, on this cruise ship, wherever he felt like it, he just would burst into it. And I'm like, man, I mean, you know, I want that. That's
yeah.
what I want, is to be able to just wherever, whenever, and not care about if you miss, because no one cares. People are so engaged with how expressive you are. But it's so interesting to me that Joe, his whole thing is that, and he shares this on the site, he wants to play bigger.
Wow.
You know, he wants to play bigger, and I'm like, gosh, how can you not? You've got it so, just go step into it. But, you know, we all have our stuff.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, Joe's taking that on, and I so want to drag Joe onto that stage with me, you know, and when I do this, and acknowledge him for inspiring me and play something with him. To me, that would just be this great full circle, and I haven't told him this yet, but hey,
oh, wow.
told everybody That's... now, so. Yeah, because, I mean, it's just interesting how I got it so inspired to pick up my, I mean, once I got home from that cruise, I played every day, and I played every day since then, trying to just get back in to that. And the more I played, the more I was very clear that I really want to do this.
Yeah.
I really want to do this. And it was just because of Joe being Joe.
Awesome.
You know, and that's if we can all just go out there and be who we are, you just have no idea how much you inspire other people to take action and step into who they are. And that is why the challenge, I mean, the ripple effect of this thing can be just crazy. I mean, I can't even conceive of it.
It could change the planet.
It could change.
It could. Everything is energy. And collective consciousness picks up on that and runs with it. Totally. This is a global challenge. People from all over the world can do this, right?
Oh, yeah, and they are. They're signed up from
everywhere.
Yeah.
So the Wealth Beyond Reason program can also be an additional support to the Boundless Living Challenge, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's 6 years worth of content in the Wealth Beyond Reason program that we can't cram into teaching in 45 days behind this. I mean, we will definitely teach Law of Attraction. We will definitely teach resistance tools, but the Wealth Beyond Reason program is certainly there for people who really want to get more involved with what the Law of Attraction is all about and other aspects of it and deeper, you know, resistance areas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, but still, this 45 days can be transformative.
Oh,
but obviously,
totally.
We'd love for people to check out the program.
Well, you know, when a person sets their sights on something and puts their intention on it, shifts their perspective and their perception, even in 5 minutes, they could be transformed.
Absolutely.
So there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nowhere to get. There's nothing to fail at. There's no wrong answer. It's in the putting your hat in the ring, throwing it over the fence. That's where the transformation lives. And it lives in the conversation that you share with everybody else on the social network as you track your progress with selling your million rubber chickens.
Right.
Or whatever it is you want to do.
I hope somebody takes that on. I
I have a mental image that's so funny. It's like a pyramid piled high of rubber chickens.
Yeah, a million of them.
Like in the middle of Times Square in New York City. So we're coming up on the last 4 minutes of the program, and I want to invite you, Bob, at this time, which I love to do for my guests, is just whatever we haven't talked about yet, whatever's still in your heart, even if you're not aware of it, whatever that is, just sort of channel something for the next 90 seconds and just give that message out there to the listeners if they're feeling any fear about even clicking on the website or looking at it for fear it'll suck them in.
Okay.
Just whatever.
Well, certainly along those lines, I want everybody to understand that we really are trying to create the safest environment possible. Now, to fill out the form, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't obligate you. If you get in there and you absolutely freak out and you figure now is not the time or whatever, first I would invite you to not run away quite yet. Hang out. Look around. Watch what, I mean, look at, you're going to find out that there are lots of people out there who are very challenged by this already and they haven't even started, but they're there. They
yeah.
showed up. They put their picture up there. They said, here I am. I'm very excited. I'm very scared, but I can't wait to get started. And, you know, no one's going to arrest you if you don't finish or if you bail or any of that stuff. I mean, it's, you know, but we will do our very, very best to hold you as accountable as you'll let us hold you accountable, because that is where you're going to have your breakthroughs. Because if you just get to your familiar stopping point and bail, you know, it can be even more detrimental sometimes, because then you go, I did it again, but we're going to give you everything we can to prevent that from happening. I mean, you're going to have those thoughts, and that's okay. Just speak up, and there's going to be obviously hundreds of people now, thousands who are in there, but hundreds who have been in your exact position and gotten to the next step and can support you through to that next step. And it's just one step after another. The more you take action, the more powerfully you'll vibrate in resonance with what the end result's going to be, and it's just going to snowball to you. It's just going to be amazing. I mean, it just absolutely is going to be amazing. You will not believe it.
So the thing is I guess they're going to believe it, because they're going to look in the mirror and see a different person after this. And the thing is, too, Bob, it sounds to me like you are offering a personal training session in building the muscle of prevailing and weakening the muscle of quitting.
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the big goals.
Yeah, and I see that being accomplished. And what I'm also seeing in my mind's eye is a lot of loving hands holding everybody up.
Yep.
And
no
that's
question.
What I, that's what I see possible.
And again, I've watched this before back in the Body Changers days. I know already what's going to happen.
Totally.
And it's just can't wait to see it. It's just going to a much bigger scale than anything I was ever involved with before.
Yeah, and I know it was divinely inspired in you. The passion that you have and the inspiration that you have around this is the enthusiasm, and enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means God. So enthusiasm is when you're totally connected to source. And when you're connected to source, you become a sorcerer or a sorceress, meaning you can conjure anything. So I see your enthusiasm around this is kind of like it's shepherding everybody else's enthusiasm. And I don't think you even know yourself how much of that you have. It's just incredible. You could light up Los Angeles with it. Really, and it's contagious. It's totally contagious.
Good.
It is. I mean, I look at that website every day. I'm going to accept all these invitations I'm getting from friends on that site, the Boundless Living site, and I'm reading the comments, and I'm just like, whoa, wow. And it's like, even if I'm struggling or grappling with a work issue or whatever, or trying to resolve something and chewing on something, and I go there and I read some comments, I'm like, there's nothing wrong here. I can overcome that. I can prevail over that. And then, boom, I resolve whatever it is in about 2 seconds just reading the comments on that site of people so excited.
Yeah, I guess that's the last thing I would say is the transformation begins the moment you fill out the form and join that site.
When you commit to something, you've already attained the goal.
Yeah, right.
You can't do it without commitment.
It starts immediately.
Immediately, and there's nowhere to get. It starts now, yes. It starts within hearing this. So go and sign up, everybody, and come and play with us at this Boundless Living Challenge. It's boundlessliving.com, and go also to wealthbeyondreason.com and check out the other things that Bob is doing for the world. And I just want to leave you with the suggestion that you stand up really tall, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. And remember, the last 6 letters of attraction are action. So go sign up for the Boundless Living Challenge and create the life of your dreams. Thank you, Bob, for being my guest tonight. I had such a good time. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.